Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show?
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, February 27th. Oh, Mondays! It's 2023.
You gotta love
done
Monday.
With Mondays by now. Come on, man. Just rename it. How about Fun Day? And then we don't have to be burdened with the whole.
Will that
Monday
make it more fun? If
no,
we
it
fun
won't. Day. Never mind.
That's still the day after the weekend, day. No matter what you do.
No matter what. Maybe that whole four-day work week thing. Mm. You know, you have like Saturday, Sunday, fun day, and then you get into the weekend. Then Tuesday gets the bad rap, you know. Or not, or
it'd
I'll
be
just
weird
shut
to
up
hate
about
Tuesday,
it.
But okay.
Yeah. I don't hate any of the days. Even Monday, it's like, I feel like I'm challenged on Mondays. Like, I am going to make it fun. No matter what, it's harder than the other days. The other days, it's you're kind of in the groove again. Mondays are tough, but I feel like I'm going to be a monster today. Arr. I'm going to tear the head off Monday and poop down its neck. Oh, it's a secret show. I'm going to shit right down its neck.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. A visual.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you guys?
Good. So I was...
You say it feels a little Monday-ish, that the response time.
I guess my connection kind of timed out as I was doing tech, so I didn't get to one of the ones I wanted to read, and
oh,
now I've
got
to find it first. But you did the story about the Dilbert writer. I can't remember that dude's name. Scott?
It's like...
Adam.
Scott Adams. That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Or Scott Adam.
And he did some... What is that, a podcast video?
His YouTube show is what they
okay.
say it is. And he basically said that, I mean, he said all this stuff that's sort of the mantra of the white supremacist gangs. Like, it was awful. A day later, he's like, well, I guess, you know, by the time you see this, I'll be canceled. Like, gladly sayonara-ing.
Yeah, it's weird to have done that with some idea towards how people, you knew how people would react to it.
Right.
But it was basically... he found a study that he could take quotes from saying that this many black people don't think it's okay to be white or something. I didn't even really understand all the quotes he was making. But and I said, look, I definitely have some eye towards history. I have some knowledge of what's happened. And it's fair to say that black people in America weren't treated well, you know, hundreds of years ago.
That is very fair to say, Vinny.
The argument that they're
and
not
that it's
being
gone on, not just hundreds of years ago. Like,
right.
So like you said, we were all these blind spots were revealed to us
right.
In the last few years for sure.
So this is the one I wanted to read. 415
okay.
says, I know you're not going to read this, Vinny, but my parents were in a concentration camp and most of their family died. And I don't hate Germans, nor do I feel like it's not okay to be German. Well, Yeah, but I bet you hate Nazis. I mean, yeah, that's really, there's a difference between a German who went, I don't want no trouble, and an actual Nazi who were saying, hey, come over here and be in our camps.
Yeah,
no?
Get on the train.
Well, then we're going to take
rounded
you.
People up. Right, exactly. Right.
So anyway, yeah. Look, I understand what you're saying, and I also don't want to be hated. I wasn't part of any slave trade. I haven't mistreated people around me. I don't like taking the rap for that. It doesn't feel like anything I contributed to, but I have some idea what someone might be talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Anyway,
and anybody who can't, see that, I really feel like they're not acknowledging some real truths.
I think you might be right. He was trying to get out of his job.
It really felt like, I'm done with this thing where I don't say what's on my... You know, I've noticed too, and it have as my parents get older and as people get older, that that people just want to say what they want to say and not have to be held accountable for it. Like, and there's certain things that have to do with politics that my parents will just say outright, or they don't care about this sector of people, or that, these people are, sucking the tit of the government, or this, or that, with no regard to what somebody's life may have handed them. And they don't want to consider that there might be other feelings about that. This is how they feel. And like the older that people get, I think the more kind of like unapologetic they are for the way that they feel about stuff. And maybe this dude, I don't know how old the Scott Adams guy is. And I'm not saying
someone wrote in and
that.
Said he's at retirement age. So he have decided I'm going to retire. I might as well say what's on my mind before I go.
I'm going to take
65.
Oh, 65. I'm going
to
take
it doesn't make any sense to have torpedoed your life's work the way he seems to have, but he may not think that he has. He may be like, right, the people I want to love me will still love me. Maybe that's his thought process.
Mm-hmm. I guess they probably already know all about you and maybe totally agree. Great.
Anyway,
I just looked up. Canceled. Yeah, he knows it. I just looked up his net worth. Any guesses? Anybody? I mean, years and years of Dilbert.
10 million.
Oh, far more.
Oh
my God.
Million.
Really?
$75 million.
Damn.
They say he amassed most of his wealth as the creator of the Dilbert comic strip. And
wow.
So that is, that's a guy who's like, he's got fuck you money, and he just told us all fuck you.
Yeah, okay.
So fuck you too, Scott Adams. And listen, if you don't know what we're talking about and you haven't seen these quotes, I wasn't even comfortable just reading the quotes on the air. It's not awesome. It's ugly.
Well, I've always said I think that you want people to tell you who they are, and whether he's canceled or not, at least I know who he is, and I don't even know why he would have bothered with any of that, but it's clearly something that's important to him. So, all right.
I guess so.
He didn't lose me as a fan because I wasn't one.
Right.
So,
and he
that.
Is entitled to his opinion, however much I might personally disagree with that. And if he gets canceled, that's his problem, and he doesn't have a problem with it. So there you go. Now we know who that guy is.
Hey, Bryn, have you had sex yet?
Well, that's a good question. That's
what
a
transition,
to get
huh?
Off that topic.
Man, this show is crazy. Yeah, I have had sex. She's in the
room.
Oh,
you have? Buddy.
Yeah, I have.
You're back, baby.
Yeah.
Well,
when did this happen?
It's a few days ago.
Oh, over the weekend.
No, it was probably Friday. Cameron was at school. Baby was down.
We all got nook on Friday then.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get nook on Friday.
What?
Terrible.
Yeah, I know.
That's your day.
Yeah, sometimes we miss it. We tried.
Did you make up the work?
We're fucking around. We're, kissing and stuff. And
didn't follow through?
It just didn't. It just didn't happen.
And left him with blue balls?
No, I wasn't like I said, no, we just were talking and laughing, and the next thing you knew, we were getting out of the shower and getting dressed, and nobody said anything about it. I was
yeah,
like, oh, I guess
right.
That's over.
I'm sure he was thinking about it.
No, I brought my little friend into the shower and everything.
Boners
How
just
does
don't
he
go away
not...
by themselves.
A soapy naked lady doesn't give him a boner?
He had like a little bit of one. I can always tell when he's like horny, because it's all boiling and
right.
It was just kind of like
soft on.
It was a soft on. And then I you know, we were kissing and stuff. It was fine. And then it just didn't
happen.
And
then he just went past the shampoo?
Basically, yeah. So he was, so, yeah, I shaved everything. I was ready to go.
No.
Listen, I was ready, but I'm not going to push it. You know, what do I want to force it for? I'm like, yeah, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. He goes, yeah, maybe. I'm like, okay.
Whoa.
I know. Well, listen, man, we're slowing down. He's almost 60.
Things well, I got the all because I've had a cold. And I said to the missus, you know, but I'd already missed an appointment
last week
because of Disneyland, because we were on the road to Disneyland. Mm. And so I was like, I understand if you, I think I sent a text. I think, you know, I understand, you know, I've had a cold. And so then when I saw her at our designated time, she goes, no, look, it's up to you. And I go, oh, okay, then we're doing it. And I ran for the bedroom. Like, duh, what the fuck did you think?
I gotta text her. You never need to, you don't say
don't
that.
Text don't her, sir. How dare you?
Don't text her.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
So anyway,
I'd be like, just never put it on off and say, yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable with the cold thing. That's all.
Yeah, that's why she didn't. Yeah, it's up to you. I went, oh, okay, then we're doing it. Done.
Oh,
just wear masks.
All right, Bryn. Okay. Glad to hear that you're back in action. That's nice.
Yeah, we had to take it slow. It's a trip. I clapped for myself. Yeah, it was fun. Good time.
So she had a C-section, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all, like, that went smoothly. That healed and...
Yeah, it's definitely a healing process and it takes time.
Now, let me ask you a question because you already got this baby.
Okay.
What is she thinking about? This is it or what's happening?
Yeah, I think that we all both kind of assumed this is it. I think she's talking to her gyno and they're talking about like if it were to happen. So it's crossing her mind, but I'm like, this is going to take a minute for us to kind of work out how we feel about everything before we even decide that. I feel like we're pretty much done, you know?
How old is Nia?
How old are you?
We're both 39.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. So this was already a geriatric pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, if we were younger, I think that we would go for more.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not easy. Especially
no, it isn't. And it gets harder the older you are because you just have less and less energy really
to do anything.
The extra
visits. Yeah, everything hurts more and harder to walk around.
Well, the age separation is what we're dealing with too that you're going to have going as well. So Cameron's what, 5?
5.
Yeah, so it's exactly the age difference that I have going on. And one is they're not... She's not old enough to take care of the baby, and she's also not young enough to play with the baby. Yeah. It's a weird age difference that we've created for ourselves. So we have to really monitor what the older one will do or say to the younger one and how they are with each other.
Right.
It's family planning is something that people should really consider from a younger age. Like, if you're really into kids, you might want to family plan as opposed to winging it like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the smartest way to go.
Yeah.
We're glad we got the second one in under the
40 mark.
The cursed age or whatever. I don't even think she was under 40. I think she was 40 when the baby was born. I think she was already there.
So you're 10 years older than her?
Nine.
Oh, nine. Okay.
9 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, say all you want about family planning, it's really difficult to plan that stuff out. For you gotta be, you gotta have found yourself in just the right situation to do it.
Yeah.
Agreed. Absolutely. But I'm saying, like, in review, now that I'm able to look at it, I can see where there would be better scenarios. For example, now you've got one kid 5 years older going places and another kid who's staying behind. Yeah. And it's just like, oh no, what do we do with the young one?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird. It's just, it's, you'll, good luck, buddy.
They can't really play. Yeah, I totally get it. You know, it's, I have a 5 year gap with my older brother, so I know how that feels.
You got a sister in between?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it is. It's a profound amount of time when you're that age. Like, when Isla's 17, Edie's only going to be a 12-year-old, you know? And same for your kids, Bryn. Mm-hmm. It's like they're in completely different worlds.
Yeah, once you're grown up, it's totally...
25 and 30, totally relate, right?
It evens out, exactly. And like, even with, like I just said, Christina's 9 years younger, you know, there's really no difference other than a couple of the things that she's into that I'm like, I don't remember that.
Right.
Or, and we have like some musical taste differences and stuff, but in general, there's not really a showing signs of 9 year difference. That's
right.
Not,
9 years isn't that, it's not that big of a, it's not like a whole generation different.
No.
Well, speaking of babies, here is a bad advice.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to read it to you and I'll let you, I'm not going to say anything about it. I have a feeling about it, but I want to hear what you guys say first. Love you guys, it starts out with. So my baby fell off the bed yesterday. Should I tell my husband? We are first-time parents, and I feel so guilty it happened on my watch. My baby is 7 months, and he's starting to push himself backward. It was the morning. We were still in bed. My husband was in the shower, so she's in the bed with her kid. And I was on my dumbass phone. I feel like such a bad mom, but I know it happens. My baby's fine. He cried less than a minute. I picked him up right away and took him downstairs to get him a bottle to soothe him. 10 minutes later, my husband comes down the stairs and asks me, why is he crying? And I lied. I told him he was hungry. This would be his first fall. I know my husband will tell everyone and joke about it. All day I wanted to tell him, but I chickened out. Radio friends, should I tell him? Should I wait till he drops the baby and then tell him? I would want to know if the baby fell on his watch. Am I being a bad partner by not telling him? Best regards. Was I not supposed to say her name?
No.
I'll just say V.
Okay.
Go on, Sarah.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
I know, but go on. What's
no,
your
no.
answer?
My answer is do not tell him and do not fucking drop the baby again. Don't. What are you doing? I'm not going to say you're all around bad mom and that mistakes never happen and that kids never get rushed to the hospital or go. I mean, what do they say? You're overprotective if you haven't been to the ER at least once by the time the kid is five. Like, you know, yeah, that was a huge. You're so lucky that that kid didn't just land on its head. That's terrible. I say never let that happen again and don't tell your husband. That is what I say.
I'm sorry. I know the show, you know, is sort of. Words are important, but all I have for that is ditto. Yes, you need to do a better job. You've learned a valuable lesson. This is one of those things where you learn certain lessons and you're like, all right, you know, first-time parent, mistakes happen. You got off lucky. That kid's head is mush. That kid's lucky that there's not a real problem there. So, great. Good news. You got off lucky. You don't need to share it. I know that you would want to know, but hopefully when that kid fell off the bed, he was able to cover it up from you, and you both have your little secrets. Move on.
Oy. You just, yeah. Bryn, Alex?
Yeah, the fact that he would tell all his friends and laugh about it, yeah, you should keep it to yourself. And maybe if he does drop the baby, which hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, let's stop dropping this fucking baby, can we?
Then you could make him feel better about the fact that you hid it from him. But I don't see anything being solved or being fixed by you telling him. Sucks.
I can tell you that I actually had a lot of contact with Isla when she was born because the missus was still working in the office. So there was a lot of time. I spent way more time alone with Isla than I did with Edie because by then Christina was working from home and she had the scenario was just very different. I had Isla in my baby Bjorn most of the time that she was that we were together. If not that way, then it was, you know, next to me on the couch, or I just didn't want to be responsible for a mistake. I was really, really overly worried, probably, because I didn't really want to be responsible at all. I was like, how'd I get in this situation?
I'm home alone here
with the baby over and over again. This sucks, man. But it was just the way that it all went, and there I was picking her up from the little daycare and spending basically 3 hours before mom got home. And then there was a handoff, and I would go to bed, and she would have the rest of the night with the baby. But, yeah, you've got to find ways to keep your son. And that was, for me, the way was she's right here.
Yeah.
She's attached to me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
So
at 7 months, they're on all fours and they have, you know, the backwards. I know what she's talking about, that backwards thing where they can't quite get forward momentum to crawl and they're kind of almost scooching themselves back. Like that kid needs to not be on the bed with you when there isn't another large human to block them in. You know, sometimes they're in the little cradle between the two, you know, parent bodies.
They should be in a crib.
They should be somewhere where they can't fall 2.5 feet to the
crib
floor.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but my God. Tough. Can I tell you guys a stupidly dumb story real fast?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there I am jacking off. And I'm looking at porn like videos but I like pictures almost better than porn videos. So I'm looking at pictures and there's one that looks like a home taken shot.
Okay.
And I like that. I'm like, "Oh, that's real. Like, let me see this lady."
Yeah, me too. I love that.
And I click on it and there's a couple photos and I'm looking at, and her boobs have me completely in, and I'm looking at her, you know, haircut and the whole thing.
Okay.
And then I looked, and over in the corner, I'm like, that's a motherfucking playpen.
Oh, boy.
God, what the fuck is wrong with this? And She can do what she wants. But, you know, yes, people who've had kids get naked and do stuff, right? But yep. I just went, ah, oh, God, that poor kid. Mom's doing nudes in the corner with the baby in the corner. Ah, oh, totally not, killed not my ideal. Buzz. Yeah. No.
Listen, V, at least you're not doing that, that we know of. So I guess, you know, no nudes in the room where the baby is and no more letting the baby fall off the bed. I mean, you're, oh, man, the bad back ears are just about here for you. So when they can't quite walk and then when they're running away from you, because, I mean, what is it? It's easily 2 years of bent over at the waist with your hands out, like just trying to keep the kid from crashing into every damn thing around. And this kid sounds agile. I would get the baby proofing well underway. Edges of coffee tables, etc.
Oh, I don't know if you remember when I posted it many, many years ago, but when we moved into this house, it had this fireplace with just an absolute, like, suicide machine. Like, I mean, it was going to kill these kids. It was big right. stone and out into the, and we had to cover it. My mom and my wife made it a padded project and they padded the whole thing. And there we were with this big padded.
Well, what a comfy place to sit.
Well, it was, and it worked until we just got the new room remodeled. But yeah you got to worry about that stuff. And actually, one of the things we did when we did the counters is Kirk, my guy who does stuff, was like, the height of this, I'm going to round the corners on this because the height of this is going to really hurt one of their heads as they're coming up. So he put rounded corners on the kitchen the counter.
Island. Oh, nice.
Yeah, like the counter thing so that they wouldn't, because they were that height.
Yeah. Right. What is a counter? 36 inches?
I don't know, but whatever it is. Yeah, it was like, this is trouble for little kids.
And kids will find things to bang their heads on. Let's just try to keep them away from the edge of the bed, say, and pad the corners that you know they're bound to wackadoo on. All right, so I think we were harsh enough on this lady. You should not tell him. Do not wait till he drops the baby and then tell him the end. All right, send
but
an email.
But maybe don't be mean to him when he does. Like, right, you know, because in the back of your mind, you can be like, you can actually be really good about it and go, I understand mistakes happen. You know, let's not let that happen again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there you are all good about it. And he'll be like, God, thank God she was nice about it.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't know you well enough to go, oh, you fucking dropped her.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you're so lucky. And kids are super resilient, but I mean, that could have been a disaster. Mm-hmm. And you're lucky. Don't let it happen again.
Actually, note what Vinny said. You know, maybe you shouldn't be too understanding because he might catch you. So give him some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
He might actually go, oh, you're so good about this because you fucked up. Tell me the truth right now.
And then you have to lie right to his face.
Make sure you trip out. What the fuck? Are you stupid?
Yeah. How could you? Priority one, keep the kid from falling on his head.
Hey, okay.
Send an email anytime. Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. We love to take on people's problems and questions. And I think that was a fine example of what incredibly good therapists we are. I can't believe we're such a good therapist. Yeah, bye.
The end.